Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
I tell you what, you don't need to worry about me taking the foam roll because I travel with my own foam roll.
So I'm not surprised.
And Chris Ello.
All right, we'll take a break. See if Scrooby can screw
Who?
Up next segment as well.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome to the Gwen and Chris sitcom half-hour program here on a Tuesday afternoon right ahead of Padres baseball. The pregame show gets underway at the bottom of this hour. Chris Ello, Matt Scrooby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego, California. Tony Gwynn Jr. will not be with us today. He's obviously getting ready for tonight's broadcast along with Jesse Agler in Philadelphia. How are you there, Matthew?
That was very strange. You'd never call me Matthew. I'm doing great. How are you, Chris?
I'm always trying to keep you on your toes over
you did.
There.
You
I was doing a little better about 20 minutes ago because 20 minutes ago, the Diamondbacks were helping out the Padres. That is no longer the case. In the last 20 minutes for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, and Justin Turner have all hit home runs. And in just that quick a fashion, the Dodgers have turned the ballgame around up in L.A. They're leading Arizona 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Padres didn't get any help last night, fell a half game off the lead in the NL West, and they're not getting any help this afternoon in the first game of a day-night doubleheader. So it's going to be left up to the Padres themselves to take care of business tonight. To that end, they will send Mike Clevinger to the mound. And according to a tweet just out from Kevin Acey, Mackenzie Gore will follow Mike Clevinger
it's to
the mound.
Very strange.
A little piggyback action from the Padres tonight. I can't tell you that I'm surprised. Obviously, we heard that Gore was going to be skipped in the rotation this time around. Padres want to go with a five-man rotation, and the main reason for this is not because of anything against Mackenzie Gore. It's mainly because you want to get Joe Musgrove and Sean Manaea and Yu Darvish as many opportunities to pitch as you can. You want these guys out there on the mound every fifth day, and that's why you don't want to go with a six-man rotation right now because you don't want to delay Musgrove. You don't want to delay Manaea. You want Darvish to pitch on schedule. So while Clevinger is working his way back, not a bad idea to piggyback with Mackenzie Gore. Although I must say the surprising thing to me is that they're not saving Mackenzie Gore for tomorrow to piggyback Blake Snell. Because we know Blake Snell's not going to pitch too deep into the ballgame tomorrow. It's basically his first start of the year. So now, here's the reason why they're doing it this way. Because Clevinger's a right-handed pitcher, and they want to bring a left-hander, Gore, into the game behind him. Where if you piggybacked Gore on Snell, then you'd be going lefty on lefty. So I get lefty followed by another lefty. So I get why they're doing it, but still it doesn't answer the question, who's going to piggyback Snell tomorrow? Will it be Nick Martinez? Will it be Nabil Chrismat? Nabil Chrismat needs to be pitching more. I mean, honestly, there's a bullpen that's struggling all around him, and he's getting everybody out. I really don't care what the analytics say. I don't care what the radar gun says. What I care about is that he's getting guys out, and that's what the Padres need right now out of the bullpen. So Nabil Chrismat needs to figure out, or the Padres need to figure out a way to get him involved a little bit more right now, as long as he's pitching well. So Phillies did finally name a starting pitcher for tonight's game. Zach Eflin, the right-hander, will go for Philadelphia. He checks into the game out of Orlando, Florida. Scraby, did you?
I did not know that.
I didn't
know
that.
But I know it now, and I love it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to know that. I was looking for his stats, and all that popped up was the fact that he's from Orlando, Florida. He's this year 1-2 with a 4.50 ERA.
That would make a lot of sense for why it was so hard for me to find strikeout odds for Zach Eflin. I was like, what is going on? I thought this was...
Yes, they hadn't announced anybody as a starting pitcher until just a little while ago. So
okay.
Well, that is the story for tonight's game. You are now ready for tonight's game. The Padres come into the game just having a really an outstanding season. There's absolutely no two ways about it. I mean, 22-13, probably more than you could have ever wished for when the season began with Fernando Tatis Jr. on the injured list, and knowing that Fernando would stay on that injured list at least until the month of June. If somebody would have said 22-13, you would have signed up for that in a heartbeat. The thing that amazes me is that the Padres are 22-13 despite the fact they're hitting only .228 as a team, despite the fact they only have two guys on their team. Well, three, if you count Jorge Alfaro and limited at-bats. They have only three players hitting better than .250. Better than .250.
Well, believe me, Twitter has let me know.
Huh?
Twitter has let me know.
Yeah, Manny Machado's at .359. Eric Hosmer's at .350. Jorge Alfaro is at .263. And that's it. Everybody else on this ball club is below the .240 mark. You got a problem with Will Myers. You better not have any too big a problem with Will Myers, despite the fact he struck out 24 times in 76 at-bats. He's got the fourth best batting average on the team, and he's driven in 13 runs.
That's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. You can't put Will Myers on the bench. Ha-Seong Kim, he had a great weekend in Atlanta, but despite that, he's still only hitting .223. Jake Cronenworth continues to scuffle at .205, and the Twitterverse continues to think that when Fernando Tatis Jr. comes back from injury, that Jake Cronenworth needs to go to the bench
so that
Ha-Seong Kim can start at second base. I'm not quite ready to go there. I hear you, Twitterverse, but I'm not ready to go there yet. So the lineup is out for tonight's game. Cronenworth will be in the leadoff spot. Ha-Seong Kim continues to move up the charts. He's hitting in the number two spot for the Padres tonight. Machado, Hosmer, Profar bats fifth. Now, you know, Profar, it has been kind of all or nothing this year for Jerks and Profar. He's got a 185 average, but it's been a heavy 185, if there is such a thing, because he's got five home runs and he's got 17 RBIs, and he seems like he's come up with a lot of clutch hits. He's also tied for the team lead with eight doubles. So that's what gets Profar in the number five spot in your order. But I will say there are not too many championship Major League Baseball teams that have a number five hitter batting 185. Not a lot of championship teams. A lot of also Rams have number five hitters batting 185, but the Padres need something better out of that spot, and we'll see if Profar can get another hot streak going. Will Myers is hitting sixth. Robinson Cano. What does everybody think of Robinson Cano so far? You know, I'm not the world's biggest Robinson Cano fan. I never was. I never have been. I've always kind of felt He's a bit of a lazy looking ball player.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that wrong?
You know,
isn't that wrong to think?
It is, because I just put in a request for Robinson to know for Friday.
Well, he'll probably be busy. You know, when I saw him play with the Mets here last season, he looked a little bit like he was going through the motions. Now, I talked to Tony about this, and Tony said it's not fair because Manny Machado's the kind of player that sometimes looks like he's just going through the motions, and he's not a lazy ball player at all. Here's my problem with Cano. One play in the ball game on Sunday, right? A base hit to right field. Will Myers gets the ball, lobs it into second base, and it short hops Robinson Cano, and it bounces away, and a run comes in from third. Will Myers got the error. It wasn't a good throw. But in my mind, Robinson Cano's got to find a way to not let that ball bounce away. You've got a runner at third base. You got to surround it. You got to knock it down. You got to take it off the chest. Whatever you got to do, you cannot let that ball bounce away, and you cannot let that free run come in to score. And that's the kind of thing that I've seen watching Robinson Cano play in the past. We'll see what happens here in San Diego. He went 0-for-5 in his first outing. I'm not concerned about that. He's going to hit what he's going to hit, which is probably somewhere in the low 200s. Hopefully he'll provide a little pop. Hopefully this will be a signing that works out well for the Padres. He's in the DH spot tonight, so he won't be out in the field. But he's got a superior skill, superior talent, borderline Hall of Famer. I just never felt watching Robinson Cano play, even going back to his glory days with the Yankees, that he played that hard. That's just my own opinion. It's just something I've seen and I've noticed, so I'm sharing it with you.
Hey, you're doing what you you feel, and that's
just my thing with Robinson Cano. When I saw that play the other day, I know Will Myers got the error. I know it was a bad throw. I'm not even defending Will Myers. I'm just saying that if I'm a second baseman and that ball bounces into me like that, I've got to find a way to corral it. I can't let that run come trotting in from third base because I went for a scoop, a lazy scoop. I can't do that there. I can't take that chance and allowing a run to score. Anyway,
I understand what you're saying.
Me.
No,
it
I understand what you're
me.
Saying, and it's good that you're bringing it here because I don't think you know, you don't hide your feelings about players, and that's what you feel about Robinson Cano. I can't comment on that because I have not watched him as closely as you have over the years.
Yeah, I can't say I've watched him play every minute of every game he's ever played either.
You remember more of him than I do.
Yeah, it's just interesting how certain things stick in your head, and that stuck in my head about Robinson Cano, and then I saw that play the other day, and I was like, that's kind of a Robinson Cano. But maybe he'll change me around, turn me around here, while he's with the Padres. Austin Nola bats eighth today. Trent Grisham's hitting ninth. That's your lineup for today's game. With Mike Clevinger on the mound, Mackenzie Gore due to back him up in Philadelphia against Zach Eflin and the Philadelphia Phillies. I will also mention that Bryce Harper is not in the Phillies lineup tonight.
He is not. That's interesting.
No, he's
because
not.
Because I put together some bets of Bryce Harper.
Did you?
Yes.
Well,
I'm going
to bet the under on Bryce Harper today, because he's not in the starting lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies. Even though he's hurt, he's capable of DHing. He is not DHing tonight. Nick Castellanos is the DH for the Phillies this evening.
All right. I've been feverishly working on something over here. I don't know if you've noticed.
I haven't.
The computer restarted,
okay. So
I can't get into our radio program.
Yes.
So as the engineer's fixing it in front of me, we could do the Daily Gambit and then take a break whenever he gets it fixed.
Oh, so are you telling me we can't go to a commercial
this is exactly
break right
what
now?
What I'm telling you.
Is that right?
That is right.
That has never happened before.
It has
that I
not.
Recall.
And the engineer is actually fixing it from the other side of
the other side of
the
office
building
somewhere?
Right now. So
all right, so we can't go to commercial break.
We cannot.
So we can go to a Daily Gambit, though?
I can't hit any of the music.
So you can't even play the little intro to the Daily Gambit?
No.
Do you want to do your best impression of the opening music for the Daily Gambit?
Let me think about this. How does it go?
I don't know how it goes.
I like money a lot. That's all I really
Washington!
Remember.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
and then you got something like that in there.
It's your turn. Or what does he say? I can't remember what the guy says at the end.
I don't remember either. All right, well, let's do a little Daily Gambit since we have only about 15, 20 minutes left on the program anyway.
Yes.
I'm assuming and hoping that by the time we get to Padre pregame show, they'll be able to take some commercial breaks.
We're not going to think about it.
All right, we won't think about it. Otherwise, that's going to be interesting if we can't take a commercial break and you can't play any music bumper between the shows. Huh?
I have the open.
Oh, because I was going to say I might have to just introduce Sam Levitt and hand off the microphone to him on the fly.
We're going to start seeing some scurrying around the building here.
Yes,
pretty soon.
Yes, I can imagine the scurrying.
The
is already
scurrying
going on
is going on
behind the scenes. All right, well, let's do a little Daily Gambit in lieu of a commercial.
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. And we have a lot of bets today, actually, that we made or we're going to make. We didn't make any bets yesterday because there wasn't much going on. So we just kind of talked about the MVP odds, Cy Young odds, stuff like that. But we're going to start off right now with Mike Clevinger and the over-under on his strikeouts for the game. He is looking like 5.5 is the line. Over is plus 106. Under is minus 137. But this news with Mackenzie Gore, Chris, it changes things for me.
Yes.
So you go first. Are you going to take the over or the under?
Well, I got to take the under.
Yeah, you got to take the
under. Knowing that he's
going
to come out of the game, I can't guarantee that he's going to be under, but the odds would be certainly in that favor, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, five innings seems like the maximum for Mike Clevinger. Hopefully he's able to go a little bit longer tonight and pitch well. But, yeah, I wouldn't think that he'd pitch a whole lot longer than that. Five innings.
Yeah,
so.
I would agree with you. So I'm going to go under as well on that 5.5 now. I love these bets. The something has to happen and the Padres have to win for it to come true. And
you love them, but they never come through.
True.
I don't know why you love them so much.
Do we? Because they're fun. Do we feel like Manny Machado is going to hit a home run tonight?
Of course. We always feel like Manny Machado is going to hit a home run
so
tonight.
So would you take this bet, Manny Machado to have a home run and San Diego Padres to win for plus 475?
475. It's almost 5-1 odds. It's not high enough odds, but I'll still take it.
It's not high enough odds.
The thing is if Manny Machado hits a home run, then the chances of them winning go up.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and say it happens.
All right.
He's due for a home run. It's been a few days.
It has been a few days. It's warm in Philadelphia, too. So.
And it's a bandbox of a ballpark.
Yes.
As the manager of the Texas Rangers would call it, it's a little league field.
he would call it that, but yeah. He
balls
called
can
Yankee
fly
Stadium
out of
that, too.
Yes, balls can fly out of Philadelphia,
they can.
Especially in a warm
they
evening.
Can.
So, yeah, I'll say Manny to hit a home run, and if he hits one, that improves the Padres' chances to win. So, you know, one of your parlay bets has to come through at some point. I just don't know when it's going to
happen. Well, I crafted a parlay bet for a win, so we'll get to that in just a second. But
all
Eric
right.
Hosmer, this is another bet. It's Eric Hosmer to have 2+ hits and the Padres to win plus 376. Or 376.
What's this one now?
Eric Hosmer has to have 2+ hits and the Padres
plus a win. 2+ hits for Hosmer.
So he
and a
has
win.
To go 2-4.
Yeah, 2-3. 2-4. 2-5 will do.
2-2 with two walks.
3-3 would be good.
4-4.
He doesn't have to exactly.
5-5.
Just to be clear, he doesn't have to have exactly
no.
two hits.
He
has to have two
plus,
or more hits.
2+.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, he's been getting two hits a night.
He has.
And the Padres are playing good baseball. I mean, this is the game. This is the best chance on paper that they have to win in this series. Not that they're going to not take 2 out of 3, but they're facing better pitchers tomorrow and on Thursday. They've got They've still got to deal with Zach Wheeler tomorrow, who was a finalist for the Cy Young Award last year. And they got to deal with Kyle Gibson, who was an American League All-Star with Texas last year, came over to Philadelphia at the trade deadline. So they got two pretty good pitchers still to come. Eflin's the guy they can hit. Eflin's the guy they can beat. Hosmer can certainly get two hits, so that seems like a winning possibility.
I will say yes, because you're right. He is picking up a lot of hits lately. Even if they're just like singles, he's getting on base somehow. So it doesn't matter how pretty the hit is, just as long as he registers a hit.
Yeah.
So we've agreed with every bet so far. Now, this is the parlay, the three-leg parlay that I crafted to try and win one finally. And it would be the Padres receiving 1.5 runs in this game. So they either just win outright or they lose by one. The Yankees beating the Orioles by 1.5 runs, so 2 runs.
Okay.
And then the Diamondbacks in game 2 of their doubleheader today with the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks win on the money line at +170. Ooh. So all of that is +547. Merrill Kelly has been pitching amazing.
Yes,
he's going
that's
tonight.
True.
For the Diamondbacks in game number 2. The Yankees should easily beat the Baltimore Orioles by 2 runs.
You like that
and
one?
And the Padres,
sure,
if they just win, which I think they will, they win the bet, or if they just lose by 1. So
the Diamondbacks pitching matchup in favor, because Merrill Kelly is pitching and he's got a 1.71 ERA and he's having an outstanding start to his season. Although I don't know that he's done it against the Dodgers yet this year. It's always a different animal against the Dodgers. On the other side, Tyler Anderson is probably the most hittable Dodger starting pitcher, even though he has a 3-0 record. He's got a 4.40 ERA. So that is a roundabout way of me trying to talk myself into doing this bet.
Really? Okay, I like it. We've agreed on everything so far. I don't think this has ever happened in the history of the Daily Gambit.
Well, let's just see if we can get one to happen. I mean, we're due to...
That's why I crafted it.
I'm expecting, you know, one of these days, some of these parlays are going to come through, so... Why not today?
It is the day. It's going to
be
the
day.
When the computer breaks down, that's when everything comes true.
Yeah. Now Arizona, by the way, just scored a run in the top of the 7th. Dodgers
6, first game.
Arizona 4.
In the first game.
Yes, that's the first game score. Updating you on that.
So, all right, let's move to the NBA, and we're going to go with the Celtics and the Heat. That's the game tonight starting at 5:30. The Heat are at home, and they are 2-point favorites in the game, Chris.
This is such a coin flip. It really, truly is. Honestly, I got to see if Marcus Smart's going to play. I mean, I don't know that I can bet this one way or another. If Marcus Smart, he's questionable right now. He's such a difference maker for Boston. We've talked about it in talking about the NBA playoffs. I mean, this guy can not only, you know, score for Boston, but he can guard Jimmy Butler. He can't take him out of the game, but he can certainly make things very tough on Butler. Smart is the defensive player of the year. You know, I mean, this is not like taking Jokic out of the lineup, but it's taking Jokic at that end of the floor out of the lineup. So if he plays, I like Boston. If he doesn't play, then I like Miami. That's a terrible way to answer your question. But, I mean, if I'm going to put my good hard money on this game one way or another, I'm going to find out whether or not Marcus Smart's going to be in the game. He's too good.
Yeah, he is too good.
So I'm going to have to take a no wager on this.
A no wager.
We just don't know if he's going to play.
An NW.
I mean, he's going to test the foot before the game. I mean, that's what it comes down to tonight.
Do you think he comes out to the floor and he just kind of barely puts his foot down? He's like, "Ooh, that hurts. I'm going back in."
No, I don't think he's. I don't think he's that wimpy. I think he's going to give it every effort he possibly can. This is the Eastern Conference Finals, after all.
It's like he took his foot.
I think
put
he's
it on
that important
stove.
Of a player. I think he's that much of a difference maker. Who do you like? I mean, are you going to go ahead and bet on it without him knowing?
Yeah, I might as well.
You might as well. All right, well,
I do.
Who do you like?
I like the Celtics. They have played really well,
insanely well.
Yeah, and you feel like either they're going to continue it, and this is the team of destiny, or they're going to have it all fall apart in this series. I'm going
to
go.
So one of those
Celtics.
Two things is going to happen. Either they're going to win or they're going to lose.
No,
is that
I was
what you're
say,
telling me?
They're a team of destiny because they're going to win it all, or they fall apart in this series.
The thing that's interesting about this series is that Pat Riley is the president of the Miami Heat, right? You know how long it goes back in Pat Riley's mind that he's hated the Boston Celtics?
Oh. Since the beginning of time.
Watch the television show Winning Time, right? I mean, it's all about the Lakers becoming something in the Showtime era with Pat Riley finally taking over as coach and trying to beat the Boston Celtics. He has hated the Boston Celtics forever, for as long as time goes back. That's what makes this series interesting. Miami has knocked off Boston a couple of times in the Eastern Conference Finals in the last 10 years, including a couple of years ago in the bubble. I like Boston to win the series, but they're going to have that Marcus Smart playing. They're not going to be.
Yeah.
Miami's too good of a team to not make Boston pay for not having the defensive player of the year. I mean, that's how much of a difference maker I think Marcus Smart is. So I won't bet this game based on the fact that I don't know whether he's going to play. It also doesn't hurt or doesn't help Boston that Robert Williams, the center, did not play Sunday against Milwaukee. And he is a bit of an iffy proposition for this game as well.
Okay, with that said, we are going to make some prop bets on the game tonight. So I did take the Celtics. Jason Tatum. Now, he is the best player on the Celtics.
He's the best player in the series. I'm sorry.
Better than Jimmy Butler.
With all due respect to Jimmy Butler, he's the best offensive player in the series. Jimmy Butler might be the best overall player. Marcus Smart's the best defensive player. But the best offensive player by far is Jason Tatum. This guy's unbelievable.
Well, the bet would be if over under 38.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
I thought it was just points.
That would be an incredible bet.
Yeah.
38.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
38.5 points, Jason Tatum. I just want to look up what he did on Sunday.
Go for it. We have all the time in the world, Chris.
We still have 15 minutes before we're allowed to even think about taking a commercial break. The other day, of course, he had a total of 37 in those three categories, so that doesn't tell me a whole lot.
Man, they're so good at
that.
But
that's with him only scoring 23 points. He normally gets 30 automatically. I do believe he'll score 30 tonight, so he's going to need to go 8 total in the assist-rebound category. I'll bet over.
Over, wow. I did not expect that.
I'll bet
did
over.
Did not expect that. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to get 5 assists and 5 rebounds. So, and I think he's a 30-point scorer tonight for Boston. I think he has to be a 30-point scorer. Although Miami will do its best to take him off the ball. You can't defend a guy that steps back and shoots 35-foot jumpers and makes them.
Yeah, but those are high risk shots.
Not for him.
I guess you're right.
Not for him.
I'm going to go under, though.
You're going to still go under.
Because
okay.
He might be barely under, but that's a lot. 38.5
that's
points,
a
rebounds,
ton.
Assists. Here's another in-game.
It was rebounds and assists, too, right?
Yeah, everything.
Okay, yeah.
The PRA, remember? The PRA, P-R-A.
Got it.
Now, another Jason Tatum bet would be he's going to have in this bet 30-plus points. Let me start this over. Jason Tatum has 30-plus points. The Celtics win, and the total points are over 101.5. Now, these odds seem crazy low, but plus 367 is where we're at with this one. Jason Tatum has to have 30-plus points, Celtics win, and the Celtics point total over 101.5.
I'm not going to bet that because I don't know whether the Celtics are going to have Marcus Smart. I hate to keep falling back on the same thing. So I'm going to say no. Because I don't know that I can bet on the Celtics to win unless I know Marcus Smart is playing. 101 points is not a gimme either, the way that these two teams play. You could have some games in the 90s in this series for sure.
All right. Well, then we will move on to our NHL bets here. And it would be tonight at 4 p.m., the Lightning at the Panthers. And now you've told us in the last couple of days, Chris, about how much the Panthers and Lightning hate each other.
Yes, it's a great rivalry. I mean, obviously they're you know, both in South Florida, but basically because Tampa Bay has what Florida wants, and that's two championships. I mean, Florida's never had a Stanley Cup, so and they played in the first round last year. And how much ever they disliked each other before that series, you can double it after that series. But Florida had a better team this year, throughout the entire year, than Tampa Bay. But that's what happened in the regular season. This is the playoffs. I'll take Tampa Bay tonight.
All right, Tampa Bay. They're plus 145, so they're the underdogs.
Sure.
But I'm going to go with the Panthers. I feel like they, I don't know.
Well,
I'm tired of picking
the
Lightning,
honestly.
They're
a better team. They had the best record in the league. The Florida Panthers won the President's Trophy for the best record in the regular season.
Still so weird. They're from Miami.
Yes.
All right, last bet. Blue, and then I have some Ryan Christensen audio about how he's going to use Nick Martinez, Chris. So we have that on deck, ready to go.
Okay.
Blues and the Avalanche, are playing tonight. The Avalanche are favored at home, -220. Blues are +180. I'm going to go with the Avs because they're at home. That's all I'm going to
do. Well, the Avs had a sweep in the first round. Beware of this bet. I'm not saying that the Avs won't win tonight, but beware before you run out and bet the house on it. Hockey teams that have a long layoff in the playoffs sometimes struggle in that first game back.
I can see that.
I know they're going to be well rested, but remember the Avs swept their first round series, so they haven't played in a week and a half. And St. Louis went six games, so you know that gives St. Louis a little more you know continuation of being in the mode. So that's the only thing I'll say. I will bet a very small amount on the Avs because I do think they're the better team, and I think they're going to take game one at home. But be careful before you bet too much on that because of the layoff.
And again, that's not a crazy bet because they're heavy favorites at -220. So you're not really getting.
So I
got to
bet $22 right off the bat just to win 10. So I'll do it.
All right.
Got to do what I got to do.
That's it for the Daily Gambit. We are trying to get the computer fixed. I'm proud of us, Chris. We went the entire half hour without a commercial break.
We may go a little longer than that. We may be doing the pregame show.
We are going longer than that.
Is Sam Levitt going to just walk in here and I'm going to hand him a microphone?
Let me text Adam and see.
Ladies and gentlemen, now presenting the host, the Padre pregame show. Dun, 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 dun. Sam Levitt. Well, thank you very much, Chris, and hi, everybody.
Is that
welcome.
How he sounds? No. all right. Well, let's hear what Ryan Christensen had to say. This is on our Twitter, at 97.3TheFanSD. The caption says, Ryan Christensen discusses the rationale behind moving Nick Martinez and Mackenzie Gore to the bullpen, how they'll be used, and how they responded to the decision.
Piggyback. The plan is to piggyback tonight, most likely with Clev and then Gore. So, and then tomorrow you had Snell out there with the possibility of Martinez behind it. So we have an opportunity to maybe take a little workload off of some relievers out there right now, and you know, hopefully see McKenzie go out there and actually embrace this role and throw the ball really well and continue to be a force out there. You know, I think Bob and I and Maddie saw that with Lizardo a few years ago in Oakland, a starter with an electric arm that we just didn't have room for in the starting rotation at that time, and he proved to go out there and be a shutdown guy for two or three innings, and it was a great weapon.
How have you seen them respond to this move, and is there any kind of difference than maybe how they're going to go out there or prepare, things like that?
Well, I mean, with somebody like Mac, I mean, he hasn't really done it yet, so we don't know until we get the chance to see him actually go out there and try to take this feat on.
What do you see in the Phillies right now as far as how they're playing and the challenge that they might be?
Well, obviously, we watched what they did against the Dodgers the last four games. Looking at the splits, just the performance from the last 5 and 10 are pretty impressive. You know, I think we've dodged something with Bryce Harper not being in there tonight. The guy was a player of the week and 5 homers in his last 10 games, hitting .500. It just speaks for itself. MVP caliber player. So, but he's not the only one. Segura is on fire. Hoskins has been swinging the bat really well. So it's a dangerous lineup and one that these guys better navigate pretty carefully.
How does that work tonight in terms of how you decide when McKenzie goes in, assuming it's the start of an inning? And
just pretty much a clean inning. I mean, I can't really predict when that would be, but ideally we'd like to see him enter the game with a clean inning.
What's your experience? From your experience, who are the kinds of pitchers that kind of can handle and thrive in those roles?
Lizardo was the one that immediately came to my mind. He thrived on it. I mean, he came down and it was the end of the game. I mean, if he came in the seventh, it was 7-8-9, boom, 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 and it was electric. And he really embraced that role when he was doing it, and he was very good at it. And it was something that Bob had a lot of confidence in.
What kind of personality does that take? Just kind of willingness to do whatever?
Just listening and reading some of the remarks from McKenzie in the newspaper here of late. I mean, he understands what's going on, and he really wants to be a contributing factor on this team. So he's going to embrace this role right now because he wants to stay in the.
Oh, was that it?
That was it.
It just cut off. All right.
I know. Yes.
Well, we have to get to the pregame show, and I know that everybody's running around here. If you're just tuned in, it's a quick edition of Gwen and Chris today. We're just ahead of Padre baseball. Pregame show is headed your way here shortly with Sam Levitt. We've had some technical difficulties here behind the scenes in the sense that we can't go to commercial break. So Scraby and I have been just tap dancing our way along here. I can update you on the Dodger game. Arizona added another run in the top of the seventh inning. So Diamondbacks getting back into this game, trying to help the Padres out a little bit. Right now, Dodgers 6, Diamondbacks 5. Dodgers are batting in the bottom of the 7th inning. Dodgers scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning thanks to home runs from Trey Turner, Mookie Betts, and then Justin Turner. All 3 of them went deep in the bottom of the 6th inning to turn the game around.
You want to hear, whoa, my voice just, I what just lost there? My voice. I have no idea. You want to hear something cool about technology? Mm-hmm. We're now running the station from a laptop.
Really?
Yes. Do you hear that?
So we can actually exit the show and make way for the post-game show.
Yes.
How good of us.
Yes.
All right. Well, tune in for tomorrow for the merry mix-ups that will ensue on tomorrow's...
This was a sitcom today, Chris. You called for it.
I called for a sitcom. We had a bit of a sitcom. We'll have another one tomorrow, 2 o'clock sharp. We'll see you then. Stay tuned. Padre Baseball pregame show is next for Matt Scraby, for Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. Enjoyed being with you today. We'll see you again tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.